This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For some people, this is the season of spring cleaning. For others, it's a time to get out of the house and into the streets. For those folks, April has been designated a month of local activism, a coordinated campaign called Spring into Action. Carl Patrick of Petaluma helped organize it.
The goal is really to dedicate a month or so where we could have an organizing blitz, where we go out, we're very present, very public, both educationally and action-wise. We want to have events as well as educational activities and stuff like that to grow our organization, to strengthen our various projects, and to raise a consciousness in the community and hopefully inspire people to take action themselves, to join our organization, or to just take up their own cause, whatever that may be.
Patrick himself is a co-founder of IMPACT, a self-described radical youth organization.
IMPACT is an organization primarily of young people working on several different projects like Copwatch, Food Not Bombs. Mainly we deal with issues around police brutality, immigrants' rights, workers' rights, and how those all kind of intertwine. And we try to support other groups and other movements as well.
Toward that end, IMPACT has been coordinating a series of monthly meetings to bring together people who are working on a wide variety of causes and issues.
It's kind of starting to take on a life of its own. We don't even have a name for it yet. It's so new, but we've had a few of these large gatherings where we've tried to bring together all the different community organizations and activists from around the county, young and old, every different issue, cause we can imagine. And we've had more or less 35 different organizations participate in these gatherings, and just to discuss all the different projects and causes and movements in Sonoma County and build these networks and build relationships with other organizers and learn from each other and help develop a network of mutual support and solidarity.
Their most recent gathering, held this past Sunday, drew nearly 36 people who shared time together, in Patrick's words, building solidarity more organically. Meanwhile, he adds, the Spring into Action campaign has a dual set of goals. Some are easily measurable, numbers of petitions signed or new members recruited by individual groups, but others are about intangibles, such as promoting a sense of belonging and overcoming inertia and apathy.
We're having a few social events in the community with live music and art and free food and literature and workshops and things like that. The overall goal is just to make relationships in the community with our neighbors, with other people we live with, just get to know each other and reclaim community. I think a lot of the problems we as social activists are confronting is that there are no networks. There's no infrastructure. Everyone is very isolated and goes about their own life. And so it's hard to get people together.
The full calendar of events and activities is building toward the annual March for Immigrant Rights on May 1st, which is International Workers' Day. Beyond that, when they look back, Patrick says, their most important measure of success will be the extent to which they were able to elicit participation in any of the month's events.
We just want to encourage participation. That's, I think, the overall, the long-term goal of the campaign that you can't really measure, but that we hope to be able to look back afterwards and say, oh, we really inspired people to participate.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.